This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. And KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Police are looking for two people who robbed a man of his Rolex jewelry and cash and shot him. It happened in the Northeast early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez is there with the story.
It was about 1 o'clock in the morning when police were called to go to North Street close to Bustleton Avenue. In the neighborhood, Chief Inspector Scott Small says they found a 23-year-old man who had been shot in the leg.
He was conscious and talking. He was able to tell police that he just parked his car and was walking to a friend's house.
Police say two guys, one of them with a gun, went up to the man and demanded that he give them his watch. There was some kind of scuffle, and police say they shot the victim right below the knee.
They took a Rolex watch from his wrist, and they ripped some chains from his neck.
And some cash as well. Witnesses told investigators that the robbers then got in a gray four-door Nissan with tinted windows, and they drove west on Noor. The victim was taken to the hospital, where he was stable. Investigators will gather surveillance footage from the neighborhood and look to see if this incident is connected to other robberies that have taken place in the area. In the Northeast, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A firefighter was injured battling a fire in a row home in Camden this morning. KYW's Connor Barkhan has more from the scene.
It started around 4:30 this morning at a home near the end of Spruce Street near 9th Street in a neighborhood that sits just off of 676. Charmaine Jones lives next door to the home that caught fire and spent a lot of the morning breathing in smoke and standing in the cold.
Very frustrated. And I got COPD, hard of breathing. And I was in the hospital a week ago.
The fire was out and Jones was allowed back into her house around 7 a.m. Fire officials say no one was inside the home when they arrived, but neighbors say squatters have been living here for years. And Jones was woken up by someone screaming for help before the man fled.
I heard somebody outside howling. Help, help, call the cops, fire, fire. So I holler out the window, what? He said, call 911 and get out of there. So I did.
One firefighter suffered injuries to his leg and shoulder, but is expected to be okay. Crews are assessing and cleaning up the damage left by the fire while working to determine how it started. In Camden, Connor Barkhan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The federal government has reduced the number of vaccines it's recommending to all children and babies in an unprecedented move. KYW's Vic Ragapathy reports physicians have slammed the policy decision.
The Centers for Disease Control will now only recommend vaccines for flu, rotavirus, hepatitis A and B, some forms of meningitis, and RSV for certain groups deemed high risk. The broadly recommended vaccine schedule, which now only combats 11 diseases, closely resembles the model used by Denmark. Chair of the Committee on Infectious Diseases for the American Academy of Pediatrics, Dr. Sean O'Leary, says this decision breaks from the historical norm of basing CDC policy on well-founded medical research.
There's no evidence that skipping or delaying certain vaccines is beneficial for U.S. children. There's no scientific reason to believe that Denmark's vaccine recommendations are safer.
The idea of of shared decision-making as part of the new recommendations, specifically that children should get the shots doctors advise. But O'Leary says including that point while yanking a handful of vaccines from the recommended schedule sends a mixed message.
Changing a recommendation to shared clinical decision-making just makes things more confusing for parents and clinicians. When the evidence is clear that the benefits outweigh the risks, the guidance should be clear, not confusing.
All previously recommended vaccines are still covered by insurance. Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
For the first time in almost a decade, Atlantic City is getting a bond rating upgrade from Moody's. Details on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
The city of Atlantic City is officially investment grade.
Mayor Marty Small says the rating agency Moody's met with him and asked some hard questions before issuing the upgrade, and he says it took years of hard work to get their financials in a better place.
When we have these meetings with Moody's, they are intense. You have to come prepared. You have to lay everything out on the table. And it's just a testament to our administration that we improved the governance and management of the great city of Atlantic City. Investor confidence is at an all-time high.
Small says the rating would allow the city to borrow money at better rates, though there is no plan right now to do that. The city still has more than $225 million in debt, which is down from $550 million a few years ago. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.